The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. And glorious night. We are so thankful to have everyone here. So many exciting things happening. And welcome to especially all of you who are our guests. As I get started tonight, I want to show you just a little short movie clip from one of my top five favorite movies of all time. It's now a classic. My guess is that many of you watch this at Christmas time as well. This is one of the opening scenes in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Go ahead and take a look at this. All right, so I know I've got the wrong holiday. Hang with me. But when I thought of the gospel reading tonight, it made me think of this scene. It's actually pretty funny to me. So here you have the women. They're going out on Easter Sunday morning, very early in the morning. So that means nobody's going to be around. And we know that the stone is really big, it's huge. These women are probably not power lifters. And they're already there, you get the sense of like they're almost all the way there, and then finally somebody goes, who's gonna roll the stone away for us? I'm like, you're thinking about that now? Like, you know, Dad, did you remember to bring the saw? It just kind of feels like that, doesn't it? But this is more than just a pragmatic dilemma. Actually, their words describe our greatest spiritual dilemma. Who will roll the stone away for us? We would be stuck in our graves forever. Except, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And the grave could not hold him, and now our graves will not hold us. We will rise. But you see, that stone wasn't just keeping us from the life that is to come after we die. That stone's also keeping us from life right now. When they put Jesus in his tomb, especially his enemies, they thought that he was trapped inside behind that stone. But I got to thinking about it. It's not actually the one who was in the tomb who was trapped. It's actually the rest of us who are on the outside of the tomb that are trapped. That stone is keeping us trapped in this life. In this life that is filled with fear. And it's filled with death and slavery. That's what the reading from Exodus that Sue read for us is all about. That's what it's trying to teach us too. The Israelites have been set free by God from slavery in Egypt. They're on their way to the promised land. They come up against the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, the Egyptians change their mind, and they're in hot pursuit, and so they're trapped. They can't go through the sea. Those Egyptians are either going to kill them, or they're going to drag them back into that slavery. But God opens up the Red Sea, as you heard. They walk through on dry ground. Their enemies didn't fare so well, did they? Imagine now standing on the other side of that shore Imagine being one of those Israelites. Your mortal, cruel enemies, they are all dead. Imagine standing now on the other side. The whole world is now in front of you. You don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear slavery anymore. That, my friends, is what this stone rolled away means for you and me. Not only has it opened to us that when we die, we shall live. We shall rise like Christ and live with him forever. But also it opens up a whole new life with Jesus to us in this world. You know, the kinds of stories that we tell that come from what we call a fantasy genre, oftentimes in those stories, they have a portal, right? So think of like Chronicles of Narnia, there's the wardrobe. Or Harry Potter, there's platform 9 3/4. Or even Sonic the Hedgehog, right? He's got his rings that are his portals. And in those stories, what happens is those portals help the characters to enter into a whole nother world. And that world is usually far more exhilarating. It's filled with wonder and magic and opportunities. It's so much more than the ordinary world where they came from, where, you know, where the muggles are and such. We, my friends, are trapped in this life. We're on this side of the stone. And it's too big for us. And many of you feel that. You feel trapped. Like there is no way out. You're trying desperately to find another way. You are so absolutely stuck. You're trying to find a way to escape. And what is so horrible, so tragic in our day is that so many people think that the only way out is I got to end my life. Oh, that's not the way. We feel trapped, my friends, because as Hebrews 2:15 says, the fear of death subjects us, traps us in a lifelong slavery. What does that mean? It means that we feel like we're doomed. We feel like there's death and that's all there is. And if that is all there is, I mean, how desperate is that? Well, what are we going to do? Well, we might either give up or we're probably going to say, you know what? What the, you know what? Might as well just fend for myself. Who cares about anybody else? Just do whatever makes me happy in this few brief moments that I get. But of course, it doesn't make you happy, so you keep trying and trying, and it becomes a slavery. What it does is it actually makes us miserable. Because we're not made to just live for ourselves and be selfish. We are made to live for others. We're made to live for God. We're made to live a life that is rich and full, a life that is full of love. Who will roll the stone away for us? He has. As we heard Sherry read for us from Romans 6, Paul teaches us that in our baptism, we participate in everything Jesus has done for us, what we've been celebrating these 3 days. In baptism, we die with him, we are buried with him, and we then rise with him to a whole new life. In a few moments, when I get done talking here, 16 of you will experience this. The rest of us will go to that font and renew our own baptism. My brothers and sisters, this is the portal. This is the opening to a whole new life. Life on the other side. In fact, those of you getting baptized, you'll start on this side. You'll get in that water. You'll go down. You'll go under the water. You'll be buried with Jesus, and then you'll get up, and you'll rise with him, and you will get out on the other side and start a new life. It's a life, my brothers and sisters, now with Jesus, and it is exhilarating. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new adventure. So let me just give you one quick, brief moment before we move on, to just sort of take that all in. Because you're not trapped anymore. Now that you're on the other side, now that you've gone through the portal, what does that look like for you? What, my friends, will you do with your new life in Jesus?